We choose the best in health, June 15. We are to be clean inwardly and outwardly. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. Ezekiel 36:25. In order to be acceptable in God's sight, the leaders of the people were to give strict heed to the sanitary condition of the armies of Israel, even when they went forth to battle. Every soul, from the commander-in-chief to the lowest soldier in the army, was sacredly charged to preserve cleanliness in his person and surroundings. For the Israelites were chosen by God as his peculiar people. They were sacredly bound to be holy in body and spirit. They were not to be careless or neglectful of their personal duties. In every respect, they were to preserve cleanliness. They were to allow nothing untidy or unwholesome in their surroundings, nothing that would taint the purity of the atmosphere. The Ten Commandments spoken by Jehovah from Sinai cannot live in the hearts of persons of disorderly, filthy habits. If ancient Israel could not so much as listen to the proclamation of that holy law, unless they had obeyed the injunction of Jehovah and had cleansed their clothing, how can that sacred law be written upon the hearts of persons who are not cleanly in person, in clothing, or in their homes? It is impossible. Heaven is a clean and holy place. God is pure and holy. All who come into his presence should take heed to his directions and have the body and the clothing in a pure, clean condition, thus showing respect to themselves and to him. The heart must also be sanctified. Those who do this will not dishonor his sacred name by worshiping him while their hearts are polluted and their apparel is untidy. God sees these things. He marks the heart preparation, the thoughts, the cleanliness of those who worship him. Angels are impressed with the things which they behold in the outward surroundings of God's people.